What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa. Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa! What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, Pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little Pussycat eyes. Pussycat, Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do.
Hey, 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 hey. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for the beautiful song by Tom Jones, 1965, What's New, Pussycat? I am Bobby Elias, and our co-host is Divine Aubrey. Divine, how's it going?
Wonderful, Bobby. How are you doing today?
Always doing great. We have a great show today, don't we? Oh, boy, I'm excited.
Yes, we do. I'm so interested in hearing about Cindy Sellers' Angel Farms and Rejuvenation Center in Hawaii. Super excited.
That's right. You just introduced her, practically. For our listeners, I'm Bobby Elias, and this is Divine Aubrey. We're co-hosts, and we have a new time slot, as you can see. This is 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific. The name of our show is Let's Create a Better World. We also talk about Let's Create a Better Healthy You through body, mind, spirit, aging. And we dig deep into research, science, all the new studies. And we give you the latest and best guests and the latest and best topics. Really good stuff to help you live a longer life, add 5-10 years to your life. We go into deep, deep things that people don't talk about mostly. So I want you listeners to know that we are really privileged to have you on this show, to listen to our show, give us a chance to show you what we have. Okay, so our guest is going to be Cindy Sellers, who you just heard about. And before that, I'll have a few announcements to make. Next week's show. Divine, you want to give that one, and I'll give the next two after that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We're having Nick Hughes, who is a master nutrition specialist. He focuses on healing through a plant-based diet and a healthy lifestyle. So Nick will be with us next Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Right. Very good. All right. I'm looking forward to that. And the week after that, a lot of you people, we have a lot of listeners in the New York and the Eastern Seaboard area. Luann Panessi, her name is well known among PRN people because she's with Gary quite often on his show, and also she's in charge to coordinate retreats. And they've had, each year they have 2 or 3 major retreats, and now they've moved to Texas. So we're going to talk about, excuse me, the new place in Texas and the upcoming retreat that they're going to have. Luann is a great, great all-around health nutritionist. She's going to talk about a lot of things, and when she's on, we listen because she's one of the best, period. Okay, so I guess we're ready for the show. Oh, wait a minute. I just want to say, so for the new listeners to know a little bit about me and Divine, first myself, I am a healer. I am a nutritionist. I have been a talk show host for 13 years, a previous show, and now this station. And I am also an activist. I'm going back to the war in Vietnam. We did a lot of great things there. I'm also a movie producer. I did a film that won an award as the best film of the year. And I should say the best film at a independent film festival among 22 films. And I've done a lot of things. I'm really deep into health and into helping people. And Divine, give it a little shout out about yourself, please.
Yes, my name is Divine Aubrey, and I am a well-being life coach. specializing in healing through the chakras and energy work. I also work with people dealing with debilitating anxiety challenges, and primarily through the chakras. And then once I get a person to a homeostasis, I help people step into their true life purposes and their assignments for coming here and being of service. So bringing consciousness to the community and being of service is what I do here on this planet.
And you do great work. I know that for a fact. And I'm so, so happy and proud to have you on this show, because you've been a wonder. You've been a great, great addition to the show, adding a lot to it. So our listeners are lucky. They have you, and they have me, and they have all the great things that we do. Before I give introduce the guest in a few seconds, just one more announcement. If people want to hear the phone, hear the archives, the most recent shows, about five of the most recent shows, on the telephone archives, and then our Divine can give the other information on online. But the telephone number to call, you can hear 24 hours a day on your phone. Call this number. You can hear the shows. The show we're doing today will be on in a day or two, usually, unless something happens. The number to call is 701-719-0994. 24 hours, you can hear previous shows that we've had. And you want to give the archive numbers for the Podbean and the PRN, Divine?
Yes. One can access the archives via the Internet, one of two ways. Through our Podbean, which is letscreateabetterworld.podbean, and that's P-O-D-B-E-A-N. .com. So it's letscreateabetterworld.podbean.com is the first way. And then also they can go right on to Progressive Radio Network's website, which is prn.fm, and then search for Let's Create a Better World. In my estimation, the Podbean address is a more direct way. So it's letscreateabetterworld.podbean.com. is the way that I would suggest to see the archives or listen to the archives, which they are downloadable as well.
And PRN is doing a lot more work to get that Podbean thing on. And that's Pod is spelled P as in Paul, O as in Oscar, D as in dog. Podbean, bean as in a bean that you eat. They're up to dating, and those archives are just wonderful for a lot of people. I would say 90-95% of the people that hear our show, Divine, are hearing it from what I hear from the PRN office. 95% of people are hearing the show on the archives at night when they come home from school or work, instead of just hearing the show when it comes on. So this is good.
Yeah, that's wonderful. All right. Because it's accessible 24 hours a day, so that's great.
Yes, right. And you've been doing a good job to making sure that we're up to date on those archives, Divine. I want you to say everything you do is wonderful. Thank you for being part of this.
Oh, thank you,
Bobby. Show.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for having the show and bringing on such wonderful. Just being such a wonderful host yourself.
Thank you very much. Yes, we're excited. Okay, let's get to our guest, a wonderful guest today. Her name is, she runs Angel Farms. Her name is Cindy Sellers. And Angel Farms is in Hawaii. It's a big, beautiful setting in Hawaii. I'll let her talk about that a little bit. She's an all-around healer. People come there from all over the world and to stay there for a week or two, I believe, and eat and live and get healthy. And this lady is wonderful. She's one of the best guests we've ever had, all around health. And now that we're live, we can take questions. And I do have one question somebody gave me. They didn't want to have to do it. We'll do that later as we go on through the show. But welcome to the show, Cindy. How are you? Cindy Sellers.
Aloha. I'm wonderful. It's so nice to be with you again, Bobby. And aloha, Divine.
Oh, aloha. Yeah. So nice to meet you, Cindy. Looking forward to visiting.
Yeah. It's so nice to hear what you're doing, too. And so mahalo for, you know, all the light you bring. It's really wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, and I forgot to say aloha, so let me say it right now real big. Aloha.
Aloha.
Cindy, if you could, the first thing is we have a lot of people at all levels. We have a lot of progressive people, people that know about health, people that know a little bit about it, and people that are just learning. For those that know very little about what is cleansing, and just for the fact that that's a good review for everyone, give a simple, basic, easy to understand introduction to what is cleansing, first of all.
Well, you know, that's such a big question, Bobby, because it can come in so many different avenues. But the way that how would we define cleansing? Cleansing would be letting go from the cellular level everything that no longer serves you in the highest good of love. And so cleansing would be out of your body, mind, and spirit would be releasing everything you're finished with when you're in the journey of who you are not. And Angel Farms, what we do here is we wake up angels through a cleanse of the body, mind, and spirit. So we work on all levels. And you're right, it is about a 12-day program. People come in the night before for an orientation meeting, and then sometimes they go over a day or so because the number one hip replacement is the right hip. Number one kidney that goes down is the right kidney. Number one knee that goes down is the right knee. And when we stroke as humans, we end up, you know, losing our functions on the right side before we do the left. And so the right side tends to be the most toxic side of the body in the human form. And so it takes us a while to get to that side, to get it clear, and then, wow, you know, nobody has to lose their hips or their legs or their whatever, because the body has a phenomenal ability to regenerate itself once it gets the right opportunity. And it is a phenomenal event. The more I've learned over the last 27 years about the body and how it works and how it can reboot itself when we give it the opportunity, it always amazes me. Every single cleanse we've done, and we've now had over 6,000 people worldwide who've done the program, it still amazes me to watch people lose their wrinkles on the left side before they do their right, and their eyeballs whiten, which means oxygen levels go up, and their blood vessels recede back into the body where they belong, because the liver, the filtration systems are no longer struggling to get blood flow to the extremities. And so the blood vessels, we've seen that happen on this one. It's been really fun. Even on the temples of the head, one lady, you know, had pretty big blood vessels popped up, and now they're all gone. And it's just, it's amazing, amazing. But it's not also always about just cleansing the body. It's about cleansing the mind of thoughts that are unloving and changing our minds about feelings that aren't bringing health, which is feelings of sadness or anger or things that also affect the organs and then keep us from our true health and our true vitality, which is, you know, the goal is always to change the world by waking up who we are and then setting an example to how to walk as a master of love.
Wow, that's great.
So that's a cleansing definition in a big way.
And when people come to you, you gave a little idea of the night before, but what do they do during their 12 days that they're there? You get them in the right diet and you cleanse them. But explain a little more deeper as to what happens during those 12 days, if you could, please.
Well, part of it is the education here is profound, because I really, my goal is as a spiritual teacher first, but I'm an educator, and my book also has tremendous amounts of information. The book is actually named You Don't Have to Hurt Anymore, because that's the truth. but people do, a part of the cleanse is a colon hydrotherapy process, but not colonics. So the difference of that is that one is about forced pressure into the colon, and the body doesn't get to release at your own will. It has to release at somebody else's, and that's what I call colonics. It's a pressurized system, and the body cannot release the bladder and the kidneys. And you know, we hold a lot of issues in our bladders and our kidneys, and it's very important that that is addressed. That the body needs to be able to feel completely safe if it's going to really release on the levels that we want it to release. And what I have found over all these years of working with, you know, over 6,000 people in 27 years, is that most of our issues are from other people's will imposed upon us and not our own. And how in the world is the body ever going to feel completely safe if it can't release at its own pace? It, you know, it still has to be under somebody else's. And so the goal is, first, is to help everyone feel completely safe, to really let go of everything we're done with, physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental. And so, and then each day following the cleanse, that part of it, then each day we bring in what we call dessert, and we put back in yummy floras and things to help keep the body in a healthy regenerative balance and not pop it out of balance, which means we call it a healing crisis. And I don't believe that we need to hurt anymore to be well. People have hurt plenty already, and enough is enough, and let's not do that anymore. So starting day one, people get to get better. And we do take before and after pictures because everybody even youthifies. They, you know, it's really fun to watch wrinkles disappear and hair change. We got one lady, her gray hair is almost all gone compared to when she got here. And even that happened all the way to the end.
And you're talking about she got that way through cleansing?
Yeah.
Through the whole program.
By,
the whole program.
By emptying the body of toxins and worms and metals and, you know, chemicals and things that have got the body out of balance over the years of a lifetime. Then each day we support it with nutrition and from the inside, as well as we provide these beautiful organic locally grown vegetable soups every day that according to my doctrine of food signatures. So every day there's specific organs that look like food. So for instance, you know how kidneys look like kidney beans? Or you cut a carrot just right, looks like the iris of an eye. Or you look at onions, leeks, and garlic, they look just like lung tissue. So, of course, they're the foods for the lungs. Each day, head foods are really good to see. Broccoli, cauliflower, and cabbages all are what are known as head foods. So during the days that we're in the areas that feed the brain, of course, those are in the soups of the day, along with other great vegetables. And people eat as much as they want here. It just has to be soft baby food consistency. So what we're doing is we're allowing the body's regeneration to happen through the organs instead of through the digestive system, which is 85% energy consuming. So what we're doing is we're having people eat, but everything is very soft, gentle, liquid-like food, but they get to eat as much as they want, including bananas and avocados and papayas and things that are very abundant here on the island. So nobody starves.
Yeah.
Everybody gets what they need, and yet the body still lets go of a lot more of old stuff. And then, of course, we are feeding the body, and the body just rejuvenates right in front of us. Amazing.
What a great thing. Divine has and I talked about you what you had to say, but I just want to let our listeners know that let's create a better world. This is our first time on this special time slot, 7 p.m., 5 p.m. Eastern time, 2 p.m. Pacific time. Our show is Let's Create a Better World. I'm Bobby Elias, and Divine Aubrey is our co-host. And we're speaking right now. You're listening to Cindy Sellers, a great, great cleanser in Hawaii, world class. This woman is amazing. I met you, Cindy, back about 4 years ago when you spoke at a big health show in Los Angeles. And after the show, some of the guys called me over because they got you in a little corner and they were you were going at it. You were talking, and we had a good time. We stayed there for over an hour listening to you because you just went on and on about so many wonderful things that most people don't talk about, and I'm really deep, deep health stuff. But anyway, Divine, you checked out her website and you had some ideas, and you want to ask a question about her background or?
I do, absolutely. And I just wanted to say that I agree totally. And we pick up so much energy from other people. So, yes, it's important. I know Cindy mentioned that, and I do a lot of that in my work, clearing the energy that we're picking up from others. But a lot of questions, Cindy, regarding the cleanse. What does one need to do to prepare for the 12-day program? And then how do they remain clean after the cleanse?
Very good question. So one of them is it's very easy. We just start people having soft foods 3 days before the cleanse begins. And then we ask them to do soft foods for at least 3 days after the cleanse is over. We do teach people how to do maintenance for themselves. We can get them clear, but like changing the oil in the car or the filters in the car, the car's eventually filter is going to get congested again. And so what we do here is it's a very self-empowering program where we teach people how to maintain their health and their clarity for the rest of their life at home, if that's what they choose. And so it's a very powerful way to be able to once a month, every month for the rest of your life, keep your body temple clear, making sure that, chemicals, metals, toxins, or whatever, including parasites, worms, and candidas, do not have a home anywhere again in us. So we just make sure that people have a chance to maintain it. And then, of course, we teach how to eat properly, and that's an easy thing. So I'll share that part of what I teach here. Every day, if we can watch how we do this, every day, 7 different vegetables, 2 fruit, 2 protein, 1 carb, which is anything that grows like a grass. So if you can recognize in your mind that something grows like a grass, and that includes bananas and corn. Banana is not a fruit, and a corn is not a vegetable. Both of them are a carbohydrate that's broken down in the mouth via amylase and your beautiful little pancreas that produces 1.5 liters of amylase every day for us to break down carbohydrates in the mouth. Okay, and so when you see these books that say no carb diets, we have to be careful with these things, or no fat diets, because the body produces enzymes and amylase and bile and things to break down these things, and you have a tongue that is so smart. It recognizes bitter, sour, astringent, salty, pungent, sweet, and fat. So that it tells your organs, be ready for this, liver, be ready for this, pancreas, be ready for this, lungs, be ready for this, brain. And so the whole information station begins in the mouth. And so we have to take more time with our food, smaller bites, liquefy it before we swallow it, or we lose the gain because we don't have any teeth anywhere else in our bodies. And if we understand how the body works, it were more easy for us to maintain a healthy life all of our lives, and add, like you said, those 5 to 20 years, why not? Why not? The body can do it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Quick question, Cindy. So you mentioned about having 2 servings of protein. I'm a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. How would you suggest vegetarians get their protein intake?
Nut butters are wonderful. Really high sources of protein, and of course, legumes have a very good source of proteins. Peas, lentils, beans, all of these are really good to add to your diet. Also, I do recommend eggs, though. And if you want to, keep in a vegetarian arena, what you do is you have an egg that does not have a rooster. Okay, even Gandhi recommended that to save his daughter-in-law's life many years ago. And so if you don't have a rooster, the chicken's still going to lay an egg every day, regardless whether it's going to hatch or not. And so if you want to avoid the life force in it and just get the nutrition out of it, then you would have a roosterless hen. And they're out there. The unfertilized eggs means that they wouldn't hatch anyway, but you still get those great sources of protein. And when people are protein deficiency, it's really important that the muscle masses and the sheaths around the blood vessels, which are mostly proteins, and the hair and the fingernails, all of these that need protein to be strong, we want to be able to have a good source of protein if we need it once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's lots of ways to get protein, and there's lots of new products that are coming out too that are very high protein sources. In Garden of Life has a nice product with their raw meals, and there's a lot of new options now, so it's easier for people to be vegetarian than it was even 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And Cindy, by the way, for our listeners, this is Cindy. Cindy, I forgot your last name.
Sellers.
Cindy
like
Sellers.
Peter Sellers, but not related.
Yeah, I know. Cindy Sellers is a great cleanser in Hawaii, and she does a lot of great work there. I got to get over there one of these days because your method of healing and cleansing people is just so wonderful. But this is Cindy Sellers on our show today. This is Let's Create a Better World. And our show is on from now on every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time. I'm Bobby Elias. Our co-host is Yvonne Aubrey. Cindy, okay, let's a question here for you about we have a lot of people that can't afford to come there. And they can't afford a real cleansing, even a cleanser here in locally, like New York or L.A. or San Francisco, wherever they're at. What's a simple way for them on their own to cleanse? What would you suggest for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever, a week-long cleanse? Give us that, please.
So, The best thing, you know, once people decide to really move into, I'm ready to be the clearest vessel on the planet, then Angel Farms is a resource that's phenomenal and will get you that clear, okay? And as for coming to Hawaii, you know, there are all kinds of ways to make that work for us, which is, first of all, ask Creator and say, you know what, thank you, I'm worth it. I'm ready to be this clear, and now you're going to show me and support me on how to do it. And I'm considering writing another book on how people got here who didn't have any money because they hadn't worked for a long time because of their illnesses, and they got well and vibrant. But, you know, water, I would say if you're going to start, I believe that water is a key to amping up people's water content. And, of course, if you put anything in water, including a lemon, it's not spelled water anymore, and the body can't use it as water. And so it's great for the lymphatic system, but it's not very good for the brain or the eyeballs, which are mostly water, okay? And so amping up your water content also will save your brain from dehydration, which causes things like Alzheimer's, senility, and dementia. Okay, because the brain is mostly water, we have to give it water every day. And I tell people your first thing that you should do when you wake up in the morning is reach beside your table beside your bed, and you have a quart of water there, and you don't leave your room until you drink your quart of water. And then you begin, and all the rest of the day, work on 3 more quarts of water. Okay, because... again, that is the communicator within the body to help it become more clear. You know, changing your food so that that you're eating a lot more vegetables and give your body a lot of variety because it doesn't like the same thing. A good way to explain that is that when you go to do a new workout program and you start with your thighs and your glutes one day, and the next day you might do your upper body, and the next day you might do your stomach and your back exercises, because the body likes to be shocked in order to build the muscles faster. And the digestive system works that same way. It doesn't like the same thing every day. It likes variety. It's one of the reasons why Creator gave us so much variety here and more vegetables than any other food on the planet. So we need to bounce that around and eat different things and good variety every day, and the body tends to start working better, and the digestive system works more efficiently when it gets more variety. It also is beneficial to take a break from eating one day a week, at least most of the day, where you're just drinking water and giving the digestive system a rest. And that also has been very beneficial for people, and many even religions teach that, you know, rest a day of the week, and that helps. You know, there's some things that, you know, harmful for the system, and that is something that I like to really talk about here. One of those things is that we want to remove oil supplementation from our diets. I have found in the last 5 to 6 years, as the trends I see what is coming out of people's bodies, and then I listen to what is the number one epidemic in surgeries, and right now it's gallbladder removal in young people. And what is causing this is people are adding a tablespoon of coconut oil or hemp oil or flax oil or some kind of oils to their smoothies in the mornings, and they're doing it in their coffee. coffees even now called Bullet Coffee, and they're adding butter or coconut oil to their coffee. And the problem is that we have this little gallbladder, which is as small as our little finger, and it's the only organ in the body that's designed to break down concentrations of oil. And I ask people all the time, if you look around in your whole entire lifetime, how many times have you ever seen oil concentrated naturally in nature for us to eat? And nobody's ever told me they've ever seen it. And so only mankind squishes a lot of hemp seeds or flax seeds or coconut in order to get a tablespoon of oil out of it and call it natural. And it's not. So it's better to eat the avocado, eat the nuts, eat the coconut, eat the food, and then the liver can more properly process it and support the gallbladder that way. So we have to be careful with those things. And caffeine is another big thing that causes massive degeneration in protein absorption in our bodies. Because of the tannic acid in it, and caffeine has tannic acid in it, and tannic acid is what we use to tan leather. And when we take tannic acid on an empty stomach, it mixes with the hydrochloric acid in our stomachs, and the two acids harden the stomach lining, and then they prevent our body from properly breaking down proteins, which is the stomach's job. And thank God we get a new stomach lining every 5 to 7 days. That's helpful, but that still doesn't mean people aren't coming in with thin skin. It bumps, and they bump themselves, and it bruises or it bleeds easily. These are all protein deficiencies, and I can ask them how long have you been doing coffee on an empty stomach, and they'll, 30 years. Well, see what this has happened, and now we have to correct it. And it does correct, but we can prevent all of that by eating protein first before we ever do caffeine, and make sure that caffeine, you have it and it doesn't have you, which means if you come off it and you have a headache, it had you and you didn't have it, and means you were addicted. And so those are, simple things to begin a process of moving into more health would be eating more vegetables and more good things, and, of course, organic as best as you can, and stay away from concentrated oil and caffeine in moderate amounts. And there's a
great
beginning.
Great overview. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Very
good. I'll share another thing that's very helpful for people in the beginning of a more healthy practices is to pay attention that if you hurt anywhere in your body, you have fear there. And so I like to walk people through the body real quick, so I'll do it real fast. If you're hurting in your feet, it's because you have fear of stepping into something new. If you're hurting in your knees, it's because you're being stubborn and inflexible. If you're hurting in your hips, it's because you have fear of major change or movement, and that is big things like house, relationships, or jobs. So when people feel that if I let go of this, what will I have? And they stay in something that creates a lot of unhappiness, then they're going to hurt in their hips. If they're hurting in their lower back, they have fear about money, and they feel unsupported in their structure. So that's a good thing to work on your abundance beliefs, okay? If people hurt in the middle of the back, it's because they're feeling guilt and shame, and they need to let that go because give it up. If they're hurting their upper shoulders, it's because they're feeling overwhelmed, overburdened, and over-responsible. We can give that all up to God, too, and just know that we're only here to love, and that doesn't hurt our shoulders. If we're hurting in our stomach area or our gut, this is because we're having fear, which is crippling and literally contracts the colon in the digestive system and creates ropes and places for worms and encapsulation. So this is all fear that holds in our gut area, okay? If we're hurting in our heart, it's because we're having grief and we have missed of something that someone who has crossed over, and it's the things unsaid. So, of course, at Angel Farms, we always have people out of heart disease. Just recently, a doctor just couldn't even believe it. We sent home a lady from Arizona completely free of congenital heart disease, gone, and her doctor was dumbfounded by it all, and we love it. It was awesome. She's still, really blowing them all away. If people are hurting in their pancreas, it's because they're unhappy. And the pancreas, via the ancients, was known as the smile in the body. And it literally is a 7-inch sea cucumber-looking organ in the shape of a smile. And its job, of course, is amylase, a liter and a half in your mouth every day, and 325 different enzymes it releases into the small intestine after the food leaves the stomach. You guys, I can't do that. Okay, excuse me. And where did I miss? If you're hurting in your liver, it's because there's some anger going on, and of course that moves us away from love. If we're hurting in our spleen, it's because we're not loving ourselves, and of course that then affects our immune system and its ability to communicate to our adrenals, which causes that thing called anxiety and panic and stress. And so that's all spleen related and affects our red blood cells and lymphocytes. And so all of our organs are teachers, and every one of them is trying to tell us something where we have stepped our way away from love and away from God, which is love.
That's great information. This is Cindy Sellers, who you're listening to here on Let's Create a Better World. We're here on a new time slot of Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m., 2 p.m. Pacific Time. I'm Bobby Elias, and our co-host is Divine Aubrey. And Divine, you know, you and I talked about this ahead of time, and I told you the kind of people I like to get on these shows are people with information that you don't hear about hardly anywhere. This woman's amazing. Cindy is amazing. She has information that you don't hear every day. And Cindy, at this time, and then Divine, I know you have another question, but Cindy, could you give your contact information now, and then we're going to give it again at the end of the show, and any way that people can reach you, and the name of your book. Okay, take your time and do it a little slowly, so because we have people that say some people speak too fast.
Yeah, I've been known to do that. you can find us at angelfarms.com, and our phone number here in Hawaii is 808-965-0781. I do a regular Sunday meeting with a free conference call that people are welcome to join in and ask questions every Sunday at 11 o'clock Hawaii time. And my book is phenomenal. It won 8 book awards right out of the gate, and it is called You Don't Have to Hurt Anymore, The Enlightened Way to Health. And it talks a lot about this that I have been teaching for years about the body, mind, and organ relation. What are our thoughts that are causing them harm? How do we correct it? With a lot of miracle stories about what I have witnessed over all of these years, how people change that up and their health returns to a phenomenal event.
Great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Divine?
Amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Cindy, for so much priceless information. I have a couple of questions. One would be about water, because there's a lot of confusion with the, you know, new alkaline water. Some people say distilled. What is your suggestion? And then I was reading on your website about the side effects that happen at Angel Farms, which I think is really interesting. But first, let's talk about the water. What do you suggest as a most, you know, sustaining, health-sustaining water that one can consume on a daily basis?
So also, very powerful question. You know, the first chapter in my book is dedicated the majority to water and kidneys, because it is such a big thing in this world. And so, first of all, I'd like to talk to you about distilled water. So, of course, distilled water is demineralized water. And what happens is when human beings drink demineralized water, the body literally has to pull minerals from the joints and in order to process the water. And so it's really good for our irons and our different things we need to use for distilled water when we don't want the minerals in it, but we can't do it for our bodies. And what I've had is people come here that have home distillers, and their muscles are literally falling off of their bones, and it is excruciating. excruciatingly painful, and they think they're doing good by drinking distilled water, but it's not. And so the only time that I recommend people use distilled water is if they have joint pain. They can take distilled water for 2 weeks only as a temporary therapy, and sometimes it will pull the excess minerals from the joints, which can be causing pain, and they're relieved from it, but then they need to stop doing distilled water after 2 weeks. And even if it doesn't work for that, then they still need to stop doing the distilled water, because that means it's an autoimmune system issue and not minerals stuck in the joints, okay? And as for the alkaline water, we have to be a little bit careful with that also. We don't want to be all alkaline. And here's why. Because our mouth is acidic. It takes acidic properties to break down carbohydrates, which are the grains in our world. And then, of course, we swallow, and our esophagus is alkaline. And by the way, it takes 7 seconds for food to get to your stomach, even if you're standing on your head. And that's an amazing human fact. And by the way, I have over 1,000 amazing human facts in my book, because we're awesome. Okay, and then your stomach, of course, is an acidic condition, because it takes hydrochloric acid to break down proteins in your belly, and so it needs acid to do that. And then that moves into your small intestine, and your little pancreas releases a bicarbonate like baking soda to neutralize hydrochloric acid, and then it moves into an alkaline condition in your small intestine for 23 feet of enzymatic breakdown. Awesome. And then it moves into the large intestine, which is an acidic condition for bacterial breakdown for the smaller particles to get through your colon wall to feed your body and your organs. And so we have to understand we're half alkaline and half acidic. And so we don't want to be all alkaline, or we're going to be half out of balance, right? Okay, yeah. And so alkaline water is good while we're doing healings, or if we happen to be over acidic. Those are all good reasons to do alkaline water. And once in a while, or, you know, a few times a week is nice to do that. But otherwise, just filtered water, you know, reverse osmosis is great. You know, all these beautiful water filter systems that we have, you know, absolutely filter your water and drink a lot of it. But it doesn't have to be always alkaline, and it shouldn't be distilled water.
That's very great. Good information, because wow. I'm spending a ton of money on drinking alkaline water all the time. Mm. So
yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
So I should temper it with just regular filtered water.
Exactly. And you'll find your taste buds will be responding beautifully when you're like, oh, good, we get this today. Oh, this is nice. And it will let you know that this if it tastes like light and almost sweet, it's a very your body's really loving it and receiving it.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Cindy, I have a question from one of our listeners. And he has, this is not exactly into health, it's more emotional, but you're also a spiritual teacher, I know that. See what you can do with this question. This gentleman has, he's from Brooklyn, New York, by the way, a lot of emotional problems. He's depressed at times, and he feels that he's going through a nervous breakdown right now. He's really in bad, bad shape. And I've given him, I talked to him a lot about, and Divine has also talked to him about, being more positive if you can, and because he's very negative and just depressed all the time and just totally negative. Mm-hmm. What would you tell him? What can you, any thoughts that you might have for this gentleman?
So that's a fun one, because, and it's all related to the pancreas. So he has to get a handle on that, or the pancreas will get cranky on him. And we don't want that organ being cranky for real. So,
right.
But yeah, the depression, you know, I had a historian that came through the cleanse a few months ago, and he enlightened me on something that was so fun that I'm happy to share this today, is that he said that the in the Constitution, where we talk about that we are here for the pursuit of happiness, do you know that word literally means the practice of happiness? So we're in the practice of being happy. And you know that it's written in every religious tradition that mankind mm-hmm. is created to have great joy. It doesn't say great right. sorrow, manipulation, struggle, and control. It says great joy and happiness, right? And so it is our birthright to be happy, but it can be a practice where you make a choice. Happiness is a choice. We either choose to be happy about this situation or we can choose something else which is going to cause our bodies harm. And you know, it's very important to understand for people that, you know, have depression that what it comes from is from not being in present time. It means that we're worrying about the yesterdays and we're regretting the yesterdays, excuse me, and we're worrying about the tomorrows and we're missing the deliciousness of this very moment. We're missing what it tastes like, what it smells like at this moment, what we hear in this moment, hello, what we see in this moment, and what we feel on our bodies in this moment is completely missed. And so we miss our life. And many people on the planet are, what's going to happen, and trying to prevent things that have happened to them already by projecting things into the future. And again, none of it is in this moment. I have something on my website that I have on my freebies download list, which is called Angel Instant Fear Release Technique, that you may be able to send him to. And he can print that out on a PDF file and carry it with him everywhere. And it, mm-hmm. it goes like this. What you do is you feel fear in your gut area. And, of course, this is where your pancreas relies also. And then you feel it in your gut like you're on the front seat of a 12-story roller coaster going up, 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 up until it's about ready to go over the edge. And you, whoom, and you feel that in your gut area, right? In the human being, that's our fear center. And so when we understand it, we begin to use it as a tool. So whenever in our lives we feel the energy of fear in our gut, we stop whatever we're doing. If we're driving, we pull over and we put our hands on our belly and we raise our belly with our breath. And what that does is it immediately relaxes the magnificent shelf organ of a diaphragm and it stops the fight or flight response. And in quantum physics, we know that the brain does not know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. It's still running even if it's not real. And so we have to stop that reaction so we stay healthier. And so if we ask ourselves five questions after we take our belly breath, what do we hear right now? What do we see right now? What do we smell right now? What do we taste in our mouth right now? And what do we feel on our bodies right now? And in this moment, what do we have to fear? And everybody says, in this moment, nothing, because it's always true. And then a mantra would be, where I am, God is, and where God is, I am. That's always true. And God said, my name is not I was, my name is not I will be, my name is I am right now. And if we don't want to be lost and frustrated and where am I and what am I doing here and why does God feel so far away when I'm looking for him, where really we're not in the temple, we're not in, we're someplace else. And the mind is crazy, but okay. The body is a good teacher to get you back in. Yeah.
How beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So that can be shared with everybody. Yeah, it's a very powerful tool, and it always works. Always works. And you asked me about the side effects too. Let's talk about that. That's why I do this work after 27 years is the side effects. We also uh-huh. call them miracles, and I'm a miracle junkie. I'm so addicted, it's ridiculous. But in the last couple of weeks after our last couple of cleanses we just did. We're just finishing one today, actually. But in the last couple of weeks, we've had these kind of phone calls. Two people that don't have diabetes anymore. Woohoo! That means their blood sugar is running real regular and they no longer are insulin dependent. That means their pancreas is happy. We have two people that don't have cancer anymore, and one guy had throat cancer, and he was radiated very severely and ended up coming over here with what he looked like. He called a dog collar because he was so blistered around his neck. Healed up beautifully, changed everything in his life, his thoughts, his feelings, his everything. And went back and his scans were completely clear and they had told him there was nothing else they could do and now here he is free. Another lady no longer has heart disease Another one who was going into hospice with her adrenals were running at 1.6, and 5.6 is dying, and she went up to 15.6, which is better than normal, and again, her doctors cannot even believe it because she doesn't go into hospice. And you know, her youngest child was 13, which she was about ready to lose her mother, and not, and of course, when we... Angel Farms is like, that's not going to happen. That kid needs her mother, and therefore you get over here and let's get you clear. And she's great. Another one, it hasn't had a seizure for since the second day of her cleanse, by the way, and she has now has her driver's license renewed. that's a miracle. And there was another one, diabetes. Anyway. That's a few of them that we just recently got calls about, which is really fun.
So there's some welcome side effects, right?
yeah, we love them. Yeah. You know, sometimes people are afraid of the word miracle. And so we're like, well, this is just some of the side effects. And, you know, when we, you know, here's why we have to do a kind of a program like Angel Farms is, which we're very rare because I designed this. But you know, if we go out to eat, let's say, we'll use an example. Let's say we go out to eat with some friends and family, and we sit around and talk for about 20 minutes or something. And then we go out into the car, and somebody rear-ends us. And all of a sudden, our body goes into what's called a fight-or-flight response. And that's how we get us out of pickles and situations that are very traumatic sometimes. But what happens is the 85% energy-consuming digestive system is no longer important because the adrenals are you know, the fight or flight is more important than the digestive system at that time. And so what happens is the meal that was coming through the gut now gets held and sucked in and creates these pockets and encapsulations. And then what happens is as we age, these are areas that are no longer now able to get nutrition through the bowel wall to feed that particular organ. And the organ goes into degeneration instead of regeneration. And they also, the pockets then accumulate over years, places for yeast and candidas and parasites and worms to hang out in. And I have seen them very large worms coming out of people, like you don't even know.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's crazy. But and of course they consume our good nutrition, and so we don't get it there either. And then what happens as years, you know, continue, then those organs that don't get the nutrition through the bowel wall where they should have been fed, you know, starve to death. And also, in each one of these pockets is called cellular memory because the trauma had a memory. And so that's why people go, haven't I worked on this already? I've worked on this, and it still keeps coming up because it's literally held in the physical body temple. And so that's beautiful about it is we can get all that out, and then it no longer comes and bugs anybody, literally.
Yeah.
And it's quite fun. And also we're watching people on this one already. Their toenails from fungus are just a quarter of the nail is coming out just in the 10 days, completely clear and beautiful.
Cindy,
and so within 30 days, she'll have young lady's toes again.
Cindy, we have to wrap it up. We want to give your contact information again, please, and then we have to let you go because we've got a time schedule here. But
yeah, right
great.
On.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's so fun to be with you guys. And thank you, Bobby, for all you do. And I'm really happy that you're joining him, Divine. It's really precious. And my information is angelfarms.com. You can find my book at youdonthavetohurtanymore.com or Amazon, all those kind of places you can find the book also. And I'm just really happy to share this awesome information. And I send prayers that it helps everyone who gets a chance to hear it.
Good. Thank you so much. You're
thank
great.
Thank you, Cindy. One last question, Bobby. I don't know if we have a chance. Cindy, do you mind disclosing what the cost of a 12-day cleanse is with your program? I know you said there's many ways that a person can attend, but what is the cost of the program? Really quick.
So it's actually less than an 11-mile ambulance ride, but it runs around $5,000 for the whole thing and includes a lot. Includes body work and inner work and the cleanse, the physical part, the connection to source, we assist everybody in letting all of their fears, if it's not based in love, we let it go. If it mm-hmm. doesn't speak a language of love, we move it out. If it's not going to bring somebody a lifted conversation, we change our conversation. And so we do all of that. So we send out earth angels that can really walk as masters of love. It's really a very powerful thing to do when we go, whoa, this is not a loving language. I'm not going to speak it anymore. This is not a loving thought. I'm not going to think it anymore. Yeah, all of it.
Right. Well, awesome. Thank you, Cindy. I will see you soon personally, and I'll drag Bobby with me.
Right on. Yeah, we'll usify him too. Okay, well, many blessings, and I'm honored to be on your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We got to go kind of quick here. Dubai, we got to go kind of quick. Next week's show will be on nutrition. Tell real briefly what's that show going to be with. You're the one that set that one up.
With Nick Hughes of Argonics, who specializes in health-conscious food for people dealing with food sensitivities, health concerns, and overall just overcoming disease through a plant-based diet and a healthy lifestyle. Okay.
Good. And the week after, now that would be the 26th of July on a when? No,
yes.
Not the 26th. Is that 26th? The 26th. And then the week after, on August 2nd, Luann Panessi, who many of you PRN people know about her. I know she used to come to Los Angeles for our Gary Null Health Support Groups, which I now run. And she is just wonderful. She's going to talk about the retreats, about health, about her work with Gary, and about a lot of things to do with all-around holistic health. She has got an all-around health expert. Also, Chinese medicine, Ayurveda. She's really into a lot of things. The week after that, we're going to have Veronica Gabriel, who's going to talk about the change. Spell S-H-I-F-T, because that's going to be the change of what we're doing. All right, we got to thank everybody. Thank you, PRN, Jesse, for what you're doing with the show. Thank you for the new time slot. Thank you, our engineer, Kelsey, in L.A., our producer, Stuart Castle, Gregory, New York, another associate producer, also Lydia. Thank you, Divine, for being here. Thank our guest, Cindy Sellers. Thank you, the listeners, for coming in here. Thank you, everyone. Here's our song. We go out the song. What's New Pussycat? Tom Jones.
What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new?